Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
If you own or lease a vehicle, you probably know that every state requires you to have some amount of auto insurance. Even if you don't own a car but occasionally drive someone else's car or a rental, you should have coverage called non-owner auto insurance. Unfortunately, auto insurance is getting more and more expensive, and the options can be a little confusing. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, vehicle insurance went up 20.6% in the last year. That's in addition to a really big increase from the prior year of 15%. So the bottom line is that everyone should be looking for ways to cut their car insurance premiums while staying compliant and safe. This podcast will review 10 ways you can reduce the cost of auto insurance without jeopardizing your financial security. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance author who's been hosting Money Girl since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a newsletter and community helping you build your bank account and live rich on your terms, with lots of live educational and Ask Me Anything events happening. I hope you'll check it out. I also work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a financial spokesperson and money speaker. As always, you can reach me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about the newsletter, my books, and money courses. And maybe you've got a money question or an idea for a show topic. I would love to hear it. You can email me or you can call 302-364-0308 and leave me a message. I listen to all of them and may feature you on a show if you tell me that that is okay with you. Auto insurance is such an important topic because it's an expense that, you know, just about all of us have, but we also want to save money. So I'm going to review the protections you get from an auto insurance policy and just reinforce what's important, you know, why it can really support your financial well-being. It is a package of policies, so you can adjust your auto insurance based on your needs. And it also depends on your lender's requirements if you have an auto loan. So let's cover the three typical coverages, and then we'll talk about some that are mandatory in some states and some that are optional. I think understanding what goes into your auto policy can help you understand if you need those coverages or not, because cutting back can be one way to save money. So the most important part of your auto insurance policy is liability. This pays for legal obligations. So let's say you get into a car accident and the other party sues you and you're found at fault. So while liability is mandatory, I will say that the minimum amount you have to carry in most states is likely way too little, just way too little. Like in Florida where I am, it's like $10,000. So this is going to be made up of bodily injury liability. That's the portion that would pay legal fees, medical expenses, lost wages. There's also a portion called property damage liability. This is for costs related to damage. So maybe you hit a building or a sign. So those different types of liability would kick in depending on what is needed. And the idea is that if you get into a really expensive lawsuit, but you have a very small amount of liability, you're going to be on the hook for the balance. So that could really devastate your financial life. So that's why I say liability is the most important part of auto insurance. You've also got collision, but this is optional and it pays for damage to your vehicle when you have an accident with another car, no matter who is at fault. Now, it comes with a deductible, as you likely know, and this is the amount that you have to pay before your coverage begins. So again, collision is going to repair, replace vehicles if you have damage due to a crash with another vehicle. But let's say you have a crash with something that's not another vehicle, like a building or an animal or a tree falls on your car. That is covered under the portion of your coverage called comprehensive. It's also optional. And again, it's going to pay for anything that damages your vehicle due to something other than a crash with a vehicle. Again, it could be storms, vandalism, theft, and it does have a separate deductible from collision coverage. So you can tweak both of those deductibles. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Now, in some no-fault states like Florida, Michigan, and New York, in addition to liability, there's another mandatory coverage called personal injury protection, or PIP. It does come with a deductible, and it pays for medical bills, rehabilitation costs, lost wages, funeral costs, and other accident-related expenses, regardless of who is at fault for an accident. So this is why a state is called no fault. That coverage just, it's going to apply no matter who is at fault. There's really no fault assigned. And PIP is optional in some fault states. And by the way, liability coverage on its own does not have a deductible. So in addition to those basic or required coverages, again, they're liability, collision, comprehensive, and PIP, personal injury protection, depending on where you live. Most carriers offer various optional protections that do not have a deductible. So let's go through some that are the most common. One is uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. This pays when you're involved in a hit and run, or let's say you have damage or injuries due to somebody else who's at fault, but they don't have insurance, or maybe they have too little auto insurance to fully cover your loss. In that case, your uninsured or underinsured coverage would kick in, paying you the difference. There's also medical payment coverage. This is different from the PIP. It does pay for injuries to you or your passengers, regardless of who is at fault in an accident, but it doesn't have as many broad coverages as PIP, so it typically costs less than that personal injury protection. There's also rental car coverage. This would pay you to drive a rental while a covered repair was getting made to your vehicle. So it might be for a certain number of days or a certain dollar amount, but it would kind of get you through until you get your car back. There's glass replacement coverage. This repairs or replaces your vehicle's cracked or broken windows or even headlight covers and typically does not apply a deductible. There's new car replacement. This would pay for your vehicle if it gets totaled in an accident. So in a lot of cases, your car depreciates quite quickly after you've purchased it. And so let's say you financed 100% of it, and all of a sudden now you've totaled it, you may owe more on the car than it's actually worth. So the new car replacement would kick in and pay that difference if totaled in an accident. This is also called gap coverage, guaranteed asset protection, and that is something that you're going to see is required if you lease a vehicle, but it's typically optional if you own your vehicle. There's also emergency roadside assistance. This pays for things like towing, fuel delivery, you know, unlocking your vehicle if you lock your keys in the car, and a whole host of other roadside issues. Now, there may be some other optional coverages depending on your carrier, but those are just some of the most common that you may see. As I mentioned, states and lenders have different requirements for auto insurance types and amounts that you have to purchase. But that's just one factor in how much you pay for coverage. Your auto premium depends on many, many factors. There's some you control, like your vehicle's make and model, your annual mileage that you drive, your driving record, like, you know, do you have speeding tickets on your record, and your credit as well. But your auto rate is also going to depend on factors that you cannot control. Things like your years of driving experience, your age, your gender, even your marital status.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So keeping all of that in mind, you know, that some of these factors are within your control and some are not, let's talk about 10 ways to cut your car insurance premiums. Number one is don't pay for coverage you don't need. So I want you to carefully assess what you are currently paying for and any auto protections that you may not need. For instance, if you don't have ample savings to repair or replace your car if it got damaged or stolen, you definitely need collision and comprehensive coverage. However, if you have an older paid-for car or you keep a lot of money in your emergency savings, you might consider reducing or even dropping your collision and comprehensive coverage altogether. A good rule of thumb is to only buy those coverages if the annual premium is 10% or less of your car's Blue Book value. Otherwise, you're going to end up paying more in premiums than you could ever collect in benefits. But if you have a leased vehicle or you still owe any amount on your auto loan to a lender, cutting collision or comprehensive coverage will not be an option. They're going to want you to be fully covered so their interests are protected. And if you cut those coverages, remember you're self-insuring and you should ensure that you've got enough savings for that added risk. I mentioned that liability is required and for good reasons. If you were in a severe car accident, you could get sued for a considerable amount, and each state has a minimum liability requirement, but you likely need more, so carefully evaluate it. So auto insurance liability is not an expense to scrimp on. You definitely need enough to cover the value of your real estate, savings, and non-retirement investments if you were to get sued for hurting a vehicle passenger, another driver, or a pedestrian. All right, so the first way is just to review the coverage you need, the coverage you don't. The second way to cut costs is to get familiar with potential discounts. Different insurance companies offer different discounts. So they may not all offer the same, and they're not going to always know if you're eligible for those discounts. So you want to ask what discounts each carrier offers and whether you qualify. So let me go through some standard auto discounts that you'll want to watch out for and make sure you're getting if you qualify for. So first is a multi-vehicle discount. This is for insuring more than one vehicle. This is going to typically automatically apply. There's the safe vehicle discount. This is for having certain features on your car, like anti-lock brakes and airbags. If you were not getting that before, but now let's say you went out and bought a brand new vehicle, you'd want to make sure that you have this updated and you're getting this discount. Safe driver discount is for having a clean driving record with no accidents. There's the good student discount. This might apply if you've got a high school student or even a college-age driver in your household who is maintaining at least a B average. You do have to submit their grades at least once a year, or, you know, more likely twice a year, which is a little bit of a hassle, but it is well worth it. Just depending on the carrier, a good student discount can be 15 or 20%. And as we know, younger people cost quite a bit more to insure than middle-aged and older folks. So every discount that you can get for those young drivers is going to be worth it. There's the occupation discount. This is for working in specific fields like being in the military, working in medicine, or teaching. So again, if you change occupations and, you know, you're now in one of these fields, your auto insurance company would have no way of knowing that. So you need to be proactive in making sure that they're aware of your occupation and asking about any discounts that might apply to your career. There's AutoPay. This is for having your premium payment automatically deducted from your bank account. There's a loyalty discount that typically applies for being a customer with your insurer for at least several years. There's a homeowner insurance for owning a home. And even if your auto insurance company doesn't cover your home, just for being a homeowner, you are considered less risky. So make sure if you buy a home that your auto insurance company knows about it. And there are association discounts like being a veteran, attending certain schools, or belonging to particular organizations. So as you can tell, you know, there are some discounts that your insurance company would automatically know about, but many that they would have no way of knowing. So you've got to communicate with them and make sure they know any updates that would apply. Okay, the third way to cut your auto premium is to take a driving course. Many insurance companies offer a discount if you complete a defensive driving course. So these courses make sure to update your driving skills, and, you know, they go over the rules of the road and ways to stay safe. Some states, like New York, mandate an education discount, such as cutting your premium by 10% for 3 years after you complete a defensive driving course. And you can get a defensive driving education locally, or you can go to an online school like Aceable.com. The fourth way is to bundle policies with the same insurance company. So most insurers will reduce premiums if you've got more than one type of coverage with them. So it could be you've got auto and home, or auto and renters, or even auto and life insurance, just depending on what they offer. Bundling is also known as a multi-line policy. So getting all your policies, or, you know, as many as you can from one provider, usually cuts your total insurance bill up to 15%, just depending on the carrier and the state where you live. However, I do still recommend shopping your policies separately to ensure that you're getting the best deal. The fifth way to save is to consider pay-as-you-drive programs. So most nationwide auto insurers discount your premium if you authorize them to track your driving habits. This is going to be through some type of monitoring device. It could be something like your smartphone or a little piece of technology that you keep in the car. It's also known as usage-based insurance, pay-as-you-drive insurance, or pay-per-mile programs. If you meet the safe driving standards for metrics like the average mileage, your average speed, braking habits, cornering, and times of day that you drive, you can qualify for a significant discount, like up to 40%. Now, if you're not a safe driver, these may not work for you, right? Some insurance companies say that they will not increase your premiums if you're considered not to be safe, but others will increase your premiums if you're found not to be safe. So you want to ask about that. And the pay-per-mile programs can offer savings if you drive less than about 8,000, maybe up to 10,000 miles a year. So be sure your insurance company knows if your driving habits change for any reason, like maybe you're working remotely now from home, or maybe you got a job closer to home and you're not commuting as much, or maybe you're no longer working. So again, the mileage is pretty significant. You want to make sure to update that to reflect what you're actually doing. The sixth way to save is to increase your deductible. So I mentioned this earlier. Again, the deductible is the amount you have to pay before your insurance benefits begin on a claim. For auto insurance, you typically can choose a deductible like $200, $500, or $1,000. Let's say your deductible is $500 and you have damage to your car estimated at $1,500. The insurance company will only pay the body shop $1,000. You are expected to come out of pocket for that $500 deductible. But the higher your deductibles, the lower your premium will be. Therefore, increasing those deductibles can save money. However, I will say the benefit of boosting deductibles varies significantly from state to state. I've seen studies on this. So you want to get your rate quoted for different deductible scenarios before making a change. You know, before you kick that deductible up significantly, make sure that, you know, you're saving enough to make it worthwhile. Also, be sure you have enough cash in the bank to cover a higher deductible if you need to make an insurance claim. The seventh way to save is to maintain good credit. A lot of people are surprised that your credit significantly influences the rates that you get quoted for car insurance, also for home insurance. This is in most states. There are several states that do not evaluate credit, but most states do. So, you know, what they have found is that folks with poor credit tend to be riskier customers. They tend to file more claims. So in most states, insurers are using credit as a tool to help them gauge how risky you may be. And it's pretty interesting to see that those with poor credit can pay double or triple what someone with excellent credit pays for auto insurance, depending on where you live. So that's just one more reason to maintain good credit scores by, you know, good habits like paying your bills on time and managing credit accounts responsibly. The eighth way to save is to consult with your agent. So, you know, this is a really straightforward way to pay less for auto insurance is just to have a discussion with your agent or representative from your company. They obviously want to keep your business and, you know, most of them want to understand how to serve you better. So letting them review their discount list with you and just discussing what you're eligible for and maybe they can suggest some ways to save money. Number nine is to get quotes from an insurance broker. So some insurance agents only work for one carrier, but others are independent. They're brokers and they can quote and sell auto policies from multiple insurance companies. So they're going to know a lot more about, the general state of rates and whether a company is running a promotion, let's say, to gain new customers or is offering a better discount than a competitor or, you know, additional discounts than a competitor. So brokers really can be a great source to get quotes when you're shopping. And lastly, number 10, shop your policy regularly. So whether you use an insurance agent, an independent broker, or an online platform, or all three, I recommend shopping for auto insurance annually at least. You might put a recurring event in your calendar to review your options at the same time each year, or even to do it twice a year. The idea here is that rates for auto insurance are changing all the time. They go up and down based on underlying factors and statistics that the insurance company is calculating all the time. So could be that you're going to hit it at a point where rates just happen to go down, or you may hit it at a point where rates are going up and know that, hey, you know, what I have right now is the best deal out there. Plus, different carriers have different criteria for evaluating you. So, for instance, where one carrier may weigh credit more heavily, another, you know, may not. They may look at your driving record a little bit more heavily. That's also going to result in different rates. So if you have never shopped your auto policy or it's been a while, taking a few minutes to get quotes is a really easy way to save or at least let you know that you're not leaving any money on the table. After comparing quotes, you may find that your current insurance provider is giving you a great deal, but you won't know that until you shop, right? So I hope this has been helpful. I hope if you use some of these tips in this podcast, it's going to result in you saving some money, and then you can use that money for other really important financial goals. Maybe it's beefing up your emergency savings this year, or saving a little bit more for retirement, or if you've already got those covered, maybe it's taking a great vacation this summer. I hope you've enjoyed this show. I really appreciate you listening. If you're enjoying Money Girl, take a moment to let us know. I would love it if you would rate or review or do both for the show in your podcast app. I'll thank you in advance for that. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.